Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Doug. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. Let me put this to you, you know, right off the top. Did you say, really, it's all about being on TV at the end of the day? Seriously, a guy can average 20 and 10 and nobody really cares. If you don't see it on U.S. national TV, then it doesn't really happen. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said that, but it wasn't in the context of why I made my decision. We were actually talking about the perception of players, you know, how more popular players are considered better players than others. And that's the reason I said at the end of the day, it's about playing on TV, you know, because some players will be perceived better than others, because if more people see it, then more people think, you know, that that player is better than other, even if the numbers don't match up. But at no time did I refer to that as, like, my quote-unquote bottom line or the reason I made the decision I made. And, you know, sometimes, most of the times, print can sometimes be either they misunderstood me or they misquoted me. But, you know, that's why I wanted to go on today, so people could hear it from me, so there wouldn't be any misunderstandings.
What were you hearing out of Toronto? Obviously, you heard something.
Well, I actually talked to a couple people yesterday, and I really didn't know about it for a while. You know, we thought we had that conversation, I think opening day, after shoot around, and I really didn't think anything of it, because it's not like, you know, I just said something and I knew I made a mistake. I mean, I just went on about my day for the next couple of days, and then I had a conversation with my agent, and you know, I actually talked to a couple people from Toronto, just a couple of friends, and see what the mood was, and you know, they were kind of, you know, they kind of just informed me of what was going on and everything. But, you know, that's why I wanted to do it. I don't, you know, I wanted to get on air and just talk about it, because I'm constantly, you know, I guess I'm going to have to, you know, just set the record straight a lot, and I'll do it as many times as I need to, because, you know, I said this before, your name is all you have. So I don't want that to be associated with me, you know. I just want to win basketball games. That was the reason I made my decision.
So to be clear, in the context of the discussion you were having on Tuesday, and it sounds like it was a scrum of reporters around you.
Yes, it was.
The perception that on U.S. national television, the more you appear on the highlight reel at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on SportsCenter, people make their minds up as to the quality of the player or the qualities of the player, and that's really all you were trying to point out?
Yeah, that's all I was trying to point out. And I didn't even say U.S. national television. I think I read the article and it had that in parentheses. So I never said U.S. national. I never specified that as, you know, being the key. I just said on TV, you know. If people don't see you play, then they don't know anything about it. So, I mean, that's just through my experience. You know, that's just my observation. You know, if somebody would have been clear with me and said, well, is that why you made your decision, I would have told them, like, no. I would have straight up told them no. But, you know, we really didn't talk about that. And it's kind of, you know, it is what it is. It's out there now saying that, you know, that was my bottom line, and that's the reason I made my decision, and that's totally not the case.
I know you've been asked 1,000 times. In the end, what was the bottom line? Because people are going to say, well, if it wasn't the television or it wasn't the money, what was the bottom line for Chris Bosh?
It was just to put myself in the best position to win championships. You know, I think that's the reason why we all made our decision. You know, we looked at the pieces that Miami had and the chances that they had to go out and sign other guys. I knew that Dwayne was staying, and I knew they had more cap room, and they have draft picks for the future. So that's the reason I made my decision. I just want to win championships. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about being famous. It wasn't about any of those things. It was about winning basketball. you know, because we don't play this game for a long time. So I just wanted to put myself in the best possible position to be successful.
Let me ask you this question. This is a Rob Longley story from this week. Headline, Bosch admits distractions threw him off Raptors game. And so, and we have CB4 on the line from Miami. And so, Chris, people want to really know, when did you make up your mind about the situation you wanted to be in? Were you thinking about it during the regular season? Did this only pop into your head after the action was done? People really want to know when you started thinking about Miami or a different situation than Toronto. Because if you're thinking about another situation, did it become a distraction for you? And you're quoted as saying, it was a distraction. It was a distraction the whole time.
Yeah, it was a distraction after All-Star break because that's all that people wanted to talk about. You know, I got that question. It wasn't that I was thinking about it. People put that into my head, you know. So if I'm trying to concentrate on playing a game, you know, and this is any game after All-Star break. I'm trying to concentrate on playing a game, and I get, you know, 5 out of 10 questions that morning in shoot-around or the night after the game, you know, about 2010 free agency. That's what it pretty much happened. Everybody was really wanting to talk about it, and it became this huge thing. And all I was trying to do was concentrate on playing basketball. So that made it a little bit more difficult to just, you know, concentrate on that because everybody wanted to know. That became a part of my life. And every time I go out in public, people would be like, you got to stay. I go to another city, come here. And that was any city in the U.S. pretty much, you know, at the time. So I felt that it was no escape. You know, all I wanted to do was just concentrate on playing basketball because everybody know, what are you going to do? I'm like, hey, I just want to play basketball right now. I'm not trying to concentrate on that stuff. I'm trying to play basketball and be the best player and help this team right now.
Did that wear you down mentally?
Yeah, I mean, it got tiring. I mean, even after that, you know, I went into a little slump toward the end of the season. And then people, you know, then the questions start coming, well, is this a distraction? I never once tried to make anything a distraction. All I tried to do was play basketball. You know, that's all I wanted to do at the end of the day. But, you know, mentally, you get tired. You know, if people keep asking you stuff and there's no escape from it, you begin to get mentally tired. And then that wore me down mentally. And then people start asking me, well, are you thinking about 2010? Is this a distraction? I'm like, no, I'm not thinking about 2010. I'm just trying to concentrate on right now.
Chris, I want to ask you this question because some people have called this radio station and said there were some nights we think that Chris Bosch mailed it in, going down the stretch, and that led to the Raptors not making the playoffs. I, 20 minutes before I talked with you, put it to Paul Jones, our broadcaster, and I said, Paul, did you see any of that from Chris Bosch? And he said, honestly, no. And I know that I've talked to Jack Armstrong about this in the past, and Jack has said publicly, no, I didn't see Chris Bosch mailing it in. But it's out there, Chris, so I need to ask you, were there nights where you didn't feel comfortable with your performance that you, I know everybody's nicked and banged up and you play through it at the end of the season, but some people believe you threw up a couple of bricks during the last 25 games. I want you to respond.
Well, I know that anytime I don't perform well, believe me, you know, I'm my own worst critic. You know, I don't go out at any time to just bomb games. That's not even in my character. You know, that's something that I would never stand for, and I don't like if other guys do that. You know, with that said, the success I was having during that season, I mean, for one, the game we played against Memphis, I think it was the first game after the All-Star break, I had a pretty decent game, turned my ankle, tried to play on it. I think that probably put me out more when I tried to play on it.
Mm-hmm.
After I came back, people expected the same performance after being off 2 weeks. Just doesn't happen. I wish it could. I wish I could hit the ground running, but it didn't. During that time, people, the other teams that we played, they still treated you know, me, like I was 100% healthy, so the double teams were coming, and my rhythm was just a little bit off. And, you know, as like I say, as much as I would like it to, it just doesn't come back that fast. And we're playing teams that's trying to make the playoffs as well, so we're dealing with some intricate defensive game plans, and most of the game plans at that time were to slow me down. So, you know, you can struggle. It's a part of the NBA. You know, you're going to struggle sometimes. Mine happened to come after coming off of an ankle injury. But, you know, there at no time did I, you know, like some people say, turn it in. If people think I turned it in, then, you know, that's their opinion. Everybody's entitled to it. But, you know, I know that I work hard. I know that I tried to lead that team as best as possible.
A lot of people right now would think you're living the dream, but with the dream, Chris, comes the fishbowl, the limelight. How difficult is it going to be to handle the spotlight in Miami versus just being the star player, the face of the Toronto Raptors, and how are you adapting to this?
Well, I mean, it takes some adaptation. It's a lot different. It's more of a microscope. Like you say, it's more of a fishbowl here. You know, everybody's really leaning on what we say, or there's a lot of attention paid to this team right now. And, you know, people are excited. People are excited, and you know, teams are sick of hearing of us. So, I mean, it's kind of on both ways. You know, the coverage that we're getting right now, it's a lot. And, you know, we can't complain too much about it because we kind of knew what would happen if we teamed up together. So, you know, we're dealing with everything in the best way possible. And we're just trying to play basketball. You know, we know it's going to take time. So we just have to continue to build on what we have.
Tonight it's Orlando. Dwight Howard quoted as saying, "We're trying to take their heads off." Uh-huh. This could be fun tonight, Chris.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's looking forward to it. I know the Magic, I know they feel overlooked because they have a fantastic team, and I don't think they're getting the credit they deserve. You know, they're getting a lot of heat questions, but we know they're a good team. We know they're ahead of us right now. We know we have to catch up to those guys if we want to come out the Eastern Conference. So it's going to be a battle.
Final question for you, and I really appreciate that you did call us this morning. Final question. You gave 7 years to the Toronto Raptors. A lot of people, you know, Chris Bosh can do what he wants at the end of his contract. It's up to him. And there's that feeling out there. There's also the feeling that you may have turned your back on the Toronto Raptors and their fan base. So I want you to, in your own words, tell everybody how you want to be remembered for your time in Toronto.
I just want to be remembered, you know, for the work that I did, that we did together. You know, just because people make business decisions and we move on doesn't erase what happened for the last 7 years. You know, I made a business decision. I made the best decision for me, my family, and to put me in a position to win, like I said before. But that doesn't erase what happened. All the hard work that we went through, all the ups and downs, the stories that we can tell over the past 7 years. You know, I was telling my friend the other day, you know, yeah, we make changes. I've made changes. I still miss Toronto. You know, the city's fantastic. I had a lot of friends there. That doesn't make the decision easy. I think everybody looks at the at my situation and say, oh, that was an easy decision. It wasn't an easy decision because, you know, this is somewhere that I considered home, and, you know, you get comfortable. You know, you get comfortable. You know the city. You know everything. But not ever at one time have I ever had anything bad to say about anybody or the city itself. You know, I love Toronto. I got drafted there. I wouldn't be here today without going through that city and going through the changes and the ups and downs while I was there. So at the end of the day, it's nothing but good memories. And like I said before, I don't have anything bad to say. You know, I always thank everybody for their support. And if they didn't think, you know, I'm thankful, I am. You know, I thank everybody for everything. You know, it was a hell of a ride while we were doing it.
Chris, I really appreciate it. You grew up. You grew into a man in Toronto.
I did.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.